This is a recording made for Marlo on the 25th of July 2015. Okay. Yes, I have to look after my health.
Yes.
Doctor said a 20-year-old would be pushed to do as much as you do.
Ah, yeah.
So, gotta look after that first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what can we do for you this time?
Oh, I'll just have a reading, Sylvia, see what comes up, and that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. Just laying them out, that's why it's gone quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. I did that, yeah. I can hear the cards.
Yeah. Okay. Now then. Oh, yes, I think you're glad to be home. You've had a good time, but you're glad to be home.
Yeah, very glad to be home, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even cry when I left this time.
Whoa.
I had enough, you know. I didn't, it's just that I had enough.
Yeah.
I wanted to be home, yeah.
Yeah. And, all right, so you didn't see anybody while you were away there? You didn't meet any guys?
No, I pretty well stayed by myself at Sonia's. I mean, I stayed by myself all day long. She'd come home, we'd make dinner, and... I hung out by her little river part or something like that.
Yeah. Just a rest, really.
Yeah.
Well, there is a guy around. Fair or grey-haired. Quite energetic and quite enthusiastic. I think you'll like him, but again, I don't think he's going to be one to keep.
I think that's the cowboy guy I told you about.
Oh, maybe so, maybe
I
so.
I betcha.
Well, I'm getting that one is followed by another one who is more of a keeper.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And this should be now, like, midsummer.
Okay.
So I think he was like the start of it kind of thing, and then there'll be another one.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know the other guy. I'd like the cowboy to come out dancing with me tonight. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Now. Okay. I do think that Sonia and Barry are coming to the end of the road.
Yeah, me too. I feel so sad.
Yeah.
I told him, I says, I hope you keep in touch with me and Poppy, because my other daughter, because, you know, we like Barry.
Yeah. A shame.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that will happen before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, Barry's had enough.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He'll find somebody else, I think.
He will. I think he will. Much easier. He's easy to get along with.
It'll be interesting to see how she handles that.
Oh, she'll freak. She'll freak and she'll want him back.
Really?
I think so.
But if he comes back, she won't treat him any better.
She won't. I told him that.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but I told him that. That's what'll happen.
Okay, the money is still looking good.
Okay.
It seems to be that that appeal, that whatever it was you put in for the job.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start that up again, maybe October.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I don't really see how they can do that to you.
I don't either, really. I think it must be in, I must be in, oh, never mind that. It must be in the wording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have a really good time. There are three of you going out on some kind of party. Three people. And you're going to renew an old acquaintanceship.
Oh.
And a definite new beginning. So that's good. And let me see what this one is. Oops. Well, somebody seems to be giving you gifts.
Oh.
Is it your birthday coming up?
Not till October.
I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. My professor said he bought me something in Peru, but he always does when he goes traveling.
Right. Well,
he doesn't get me anything big. He usually brings me back something.
That's nice. That's nice, yeah. I've certainly got you getting a gift there. And then, as I said, a new beginning, and very strong new beginning, and you're going to shake up your life a bit.
Oh.
And that will be, we're going now, end of the year, almost into the new year.
With the new beginning?
Yeah. So, that's two new beginnings you've got. You've got a new beginning in the area of, like, love. And then this is a new beginning, which is in all areas.
Okay.
And a new way of looking at things, too.
Okay.
And you'll hear of a friend getting a wish.
Okay.
A friend gets a wish.
Okay.
My God, I hope it's Albert.
I think it's my friend Cecile and her boyfriend. I think they're going to get married. She wants to get married, so I think
It's that, yeah.
I think it's that.
So that's what came up in the... in the reading, opportunities coming your way. Still a little bit defensive, but you come out of your flunk.
Oh, good.
So that's good. And Natalie's called me and she's bought the yearly deal.
Oh, yeah, I told her. I says, yeah, you know, I go for that. You know, because I thought, you know, she's the type that boy should get... she'll be calling you every, like, whatever, if she doesn't get that. So I says, I don't know if she's such a good influence for Sonia, you know, because she's just splitting up with her husband who gives her the sun and the moon as far as taking care of her. But who knows what's happening there. He may be heading for bankruptcy, that's what I think.
But, oh, my God.
Who knows? And, but she's kind of like a bit handicapped, I think. She can't hear and she has in a bad accident, but... I don't know if she's such a good influence with Sonia, because when you hear just Sonia's side, you think Barry was not who he is.
Yeah. Well, she has to justify her behavior, so she got to make him look bad.
Yeah.
Well, Natalie, yes, she did. She called me for a reading, and then she called just a couple of weeks later and, you know, had another.
Yeah, you're right. So I says, oh, I got the whole year thing. I think it's 120 or something like that, Sylvia, you know, to do that if you like her, you know. And we tried to get Sonia to call, but I don't think Sonia wants to hear the truth.
Well, that's probably it. She's probably scared I'll tell her the truth.
Yeah.
And that's okay. If she's not ready to hear it, that's fine.
Yeah. I didn't push it. Just say.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what's coming up in your future, my dear.
Yeah. My friend Mike, who I'm not interested in like that, but he goes to the Caribbean every year, and I think it's been the last couple of years. He says, when am I gonna come down? So I may just go visit him, you know, Wouldn't put me up in his boat because he's got a girlfriend when he's down there, and I just assume, but he said he's got other friends with boats, so we'll see.
Why not? I think I did see a trip for you in one of the readings. I saw a trip.
I've never been on a trip much. I went to France.
You said not. It's not very likely, but I said, well, I see a trip.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, I got to think about it by the winter. I could, you know, early January, February, so we'll see.
Good. Everybody that I've spoken to loves it, who's been there, loves it. I've never been. But
no, me either. I've never been. Like, I went to Hawaii, and you know what? Hawaii was just okay.
Yeah, I don't much fancy Hawaii, only because people say it's...
It's too touristy, and there's one mountain there. That was about it. Yeah. Diamond Head. A lot of waves.
I'll bet it's expensive, too.
Very.
Yeah. So, if I was going, I don't think I would go down south myself, because I don't like the heat.
I like the heat, but, you know, it's not like going to Europe. To me, my ideal trips are like Europe, France, England, Ireland. Those would be my ideal trips, you know.
Yeah.
Orient Express or something. But, you know, for a week or something down the Caribbean, and if I don't have to pay for a heavy-duty lodging or whatever, he said somebody else, he knows a couple of guys there with boats and rich guys and stuff like that. So I said, well, I don't have to sleep with them. I'd go down. I think I might. I'll think about it.
Yeah. Why not? Good idea. I had a dream last night that I was on some kind of a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And it all went wrong. And everybody else on the cruise hated me.
Oh.
And these snobby ladies came and said, don't you ever get on the Isis Judy cruise again.
Oh.
And I woke up, and it was ISIS is that terrorist thing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, whoa, what was that about?
would you ever go on a cruise? I'm not a cruise type person. You can eat all day long, and after the second or third day, the food doesn't mean so much because you're always full.
Well, it's not my kind of lifestyle. I don't think I would enjoy it, really.
No, not for the money. No, me either.
No. So, I have got no plans to go on any cruises, but it was just funny. I dreamed of it.
Yeah.
And it's like these women telling me, don't you ever get on the Isis Judy cruise again. Isis Judy trip again.
Goodness.
I thought, what? That was that? And then I was awake, you know.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Yeah.
And other than that, I've been quiet. I cut back, I said, on all of my activities. And
You have to sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it would be difficult, and I was all ready to be explaining and with people, but I just said, no, I'm only going to do this once every 2 weeks or whatever it was. And that was that.
Yeah. I'm going to work for 1 week, then I got another week off because I swear I'll need it because it'll take me a week or two to get over the trip I just been on. I like my home.
Yeah. Oh, I don't blame you.
I like my home, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, it takes me a few days, 3, 4, or 5 days to like settle in back home and feel, you know.
Well, that's what I was saying to Brian. It's like you work all your life and you work to have a good home that you can enjoy, and I'm still working, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't know, but, you know, it sort of keeps you a little bit busy, and you can, like you say, you can cut down on things.
Yeah. And I've been making hats.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's really good fun, actually. It's quite therapeutic.
Yeah.
Working out how to do it and doing it. And then, you know, putting all the decorations on, making the flowers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever see a movie called The Flame Trees of Teeka?
No. No, I haven't.
I've made a hat like the one in that.
Uh-oh. What's it? The what?
The Flame Trees of Teeka.
Oh, I should check it out. Sometimes yeah. I check out movies that if I can't find them, I find them in the library, right?
Yeah, or online. You can sometimes find them online.
Yeah.
But, so that's basically what I've been doing. My appointment for my teeth is on the 13th.
Okay, yeah. My eye operation is on the 14th.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember we were both close together on that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess right now my biggest sort of concern is like what will happen to Sonia, like with that. She'll get awfully lonely, I think.
Well, maybe that's what she needs.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just have a look, see if we can see anything.
Yeah, and I do hope Barry does deserve. I hope he's not too sad. I think he's willing to walk out now.
I think if he meets somebody, he'll be okay.
And I think he will.
Yeah. Just a minute. Let's see what Sonia's doing.
It's always hard for me to see in the bigger picture. Maybe it's time for them to just go their separate ways anyway. I mean, she still loves him, but she's not showing, you know.
She's not in love with him.
No, she isn't.
Strangely enough, this actually shows hope.
But for them?
Yes. But it's got to get worse before it gets better.
That's exactly what I told Barry. I says this trip will either make it worse or you've got to start claiming your independence and it'll either improve it or it'll make it a lot worse, Barry, and then boom. Wait till he starts showing his real independence that he can do it.
Yeah, and that he's not going to roll over every time she screams.
No, and he's got some good friends in Grand Forks that he likes to do guy things with, so it's not like he's going to be sitting home lonely.
Well, according to this, you stand a really, really good chance of being right. If he finds somebody else, I think she's going to start fighting for him.
Yeah.
But she better treat him better.
Well, she better.
Otherwise, he will go.
Yeah. But it won't take her much, you see, because I think he still really loves her, and I don't think it'll take her much to show that, but will she remain that way?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, let's hope. Keep our fingers crossed anyway.
Yeah.
So, you just got to sit back and let it play out, Marla.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. You can't do anything else, because whatever you do, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah, right.
It's like the counselor was saying to Brian, they planted trees all up a road nearby us. Mm-hmm. And some of the people were complaining because they planted trees. And Brian says, well, what do you do with that? And the counselor said, oh, last year they were complaining because I didn't plant any trees. He says, I'm always going to be wrong no matter what I do.
Yeah, sounds like Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a short and sweet one today.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. That's
all right. Good. Well, I've got your recording here.
Yeah.
I'll stop that now.